You're listening to Podcast for the Soul, a weekly podcast about increasing self-esteem so you can empower your life through owning your personal power and embracing your worth. Here's your presenter, self-help author and co-producer of Shining Bright Radio, Kelly Martin.
Hi there, welcome back to Podcast for the Soul. This is episode 5. Today I'm going to talk about depression and how we often perceive depression to be an almost debilitating experience in life and how we can actually change it to become more of an awakening process, a gift. Now, I've experienced depression many times over my life. And over the past 2 months, I've had quite a serious, deep, depressive episode. Got to the point a few weeks ago where I was lying in bed and I wondered to myself, would anybody miss me? I had those voices in my head. And I've got a Facebook page, and I imagined my best friend, Michael, posting a new post saying, "I'm sorry to announce, but Kelly Martin took her life last night." Now, depression, if you've experienced it, is an extremely painful experience. It feels very heavy, very dense. It's like every single trigger of life comes back to haunt you. It's when your inner voice is primarily negative. And it's when we generally focus on what is wrong in our life and in the world. It's really hard when you've got depression to actually see the positive too, and see the blessings and to have gratitude in life. So during this particularly deep depressive episode, I went through the usual experiences. I got angry, I got frustrated at myself, at life. I experienced exhaustion and tiredness. I couldn't find anything redeeming about myself. And even though there is a lot of qualities within me, when you've got depression, you don't see them. You just see the worst. So after thinking about not being in this world anymore, I spent another few days drowning, I suppose, in the negativity in my mind. Because when you get a negative thought, if you're not depressed or you're just in a neutral place, you just pay it no attention. You just think, oh, I'm just going to ignore that. But when you're depressed, you grab a hold of it and you pull it into yourself. And it's like the only thing that matters. Now, during this depressive episode, I start to ask myself questions. What is depression and why do we experience it? Now, I think on the surface, we can look at the world and we can see how the media tries to tell us that we should be a certain way in life. We should have achieved certain things. We should have specific material objects in our life. We should have relationships and family, good health, confidence and wealth. All of these things we're told we should have, and if we don't have them, generally people would just go on and continue on with their life. But with depression, you tend to think, well, what's the point? So that's just the surface level, I think, of depression. I think we're bombarded with lots of shoulds and ought to have, and we take it internally, we really internalise it. I think people who have experienced depression are very sensitive human beings. And there's a gift in that sensitivity. But it gets lost somewhere in the darkness and the heaviness of depression. Now, during my quest, I kind of realised that depression can't just be that. It can't just be the end of life or the doom and gloom of life, something that we carry forever. Now, I believe in love, and I believe in God, You may not believe in this, but I do. And I believe that love is unconditional. God is unconditional, or goddess, whatever you believe in the universe. And because of this, depression has to have a purpose. Has to be a reason for depression. And I think that many wise sages in the world probably experienced depression also, but back then it didn't have a label, it didn't have a name. And they soon discovered that it was a spiritual journey, it was a gift. Now, how can depression be a gift? Well, when we are depressed, things that normally make us happy, or things that normally bring us contentment and satisfaction, tend to not to bring us satisfaction anymore. Our hobbies, or our family, or perhaps we created art, it doesn't do anything for us. Or perhaps we liked shopping or socialising, and perhaps we distracted ourselves a lot in life. Now, what if depression is a road into who you are, a route into your heart, the deepest part of who you are? Instead of being a really bad thing that we need to get rid of, perhaps we just need to look at it differently. We don't need to push it away. I think the same thing with anxiety. We try and push the feelings away and resist them. And by doing that, we just solidify the feelings within us even more. Now, during my darkness, I kind of decided this can't be the end. So what is the dark? And I realized that without the dark, there'd be no contrast, there'd be no definition in the world. If the entire world was filled with light, we wouldn't see anything. So we need the dark and we need the light. So the dark's not an evil, horrible thing. If we think about nature and all the beautiful diamonds and gemstones of the world and emeralds, they're born in the dark of the earth. And we have the same opportunity with depression. We can either see it as this is who we are and identify deeply with depression, or we can see it as a spiritual journey back into who we are. If all distractions have been removed, if all the things we used to love no longer bring us pleasure, we then are challenged to find out what does bring us genuine pleasure. If it's not the outer world, if it's not the trappings of the material world, if it's not people, if it's not food, if it's not drugs, if it's not alcohol, what is it? And what I discovered is that what really brings us satisfaction is simply being and allowing and welcoming what's happening in our life. To discover the simple things, the things that generally don't cost any money. Maybe we are sitting in the garden and a bird lands on a tree and we look at the bird and we feel its beauty. Or we recognise what blessings we have in our life, no matter how small. Even if we just have access to water and we have a roof over our head. But the deepest gift of depression is to recognise what's not working anymore. Perhaps we've been overworking, we've been overbusy, and maybe we've been identifying too much with a role or a career or a purpose in life. Perhaps we've had our attention really focused on a goal or a dream and hasn't been fulfilled. And maybe we missed what it is that we really need to look at, which is ourselves. And I don't mean look at ourselves in a really deeply introspective way that can be just as intense as being too positive. We can get lost in our inner world. but to just start to feel a heart, the heart within our bodies. It beats for us. Our body is infinitely beautiful. Generally it works, it does so on its own. And to really place our attention on the present moment. Because with depression, we tend to look to the past and compare ourselves with our past. Or we look to the past and think we've failed so much. It's so many things. How can things possibly get better? And then we imagine a future and we see the negative in that also. So I think depression is a real deep trigger to stop focusing on the outside world and being validated by it. And to actually start to recognize that we have everything we need right now. Even if the mind says that we need X, Y, Z, whatever that may be. In this moment, all you need is your breath, your breathing, you're here. I know many times in my life and I've thought, I really need more money. I haven't got enough money in my life. And there's a teacher called Byron Katie, who's written some really good books on this topic. And she will say, however much money you've got right now is what you need. Otherwise, you'd have more. And it's really simple. When you experience a depression, you think you need a specific thing. And do you need it right now in that moment? Sometimes I sort of wondered and I looked at all my friends and family and they were going on holidays once or twice a year. And I hadn't been on holiday for about 15 years. And I compared myself and I thought, why haven't I got that? I need that. I need that holiday. I need that outer thing. And then when I stopped and asked myself, do I need it right now? And I realized I'm just sitting here. I'm having a cup of tea or I'm doing some gardening. Or I'm washing the dishes. Right now, as I'm washing the dishes, do I need to be on holiday? And the answer is no. What we need is what we have right here. And depression can make us feel differently about that. But if we start to look at the present moment and see that we have what we need, and we really accept what is, then our lives change anyway, naturally. But we don't embrace depression or the darkness within to get rid of it. We simply do it because it deserves our acknowledgement, our presence. Because it's happening. It's true because it's happening. Everything changes. And as the saying goes, this too will pass. It may not feel like it's going to pass in the near future, but it will. And it happens more gracefully. And we simply welcome it. What gift is in your depression? What do you think depression is teaching you right now? Is there anything in your life that you need to let go of? Is there anything new that you need to do? Ask these questions and just do really gentle inquiry into yourself. And see what happens. And if you like what you heard today and you have any questions or any ideas for topics I can talk about on my podcast, please leave a message in the comments on Podbean and I'll do my best to do a podcast for you. Thanks for listening and I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Podcasts for the Soul with Kelly Martin. If you like what you just heard, please pass along our web address, podcastforthesoul.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives, and don't forget to subscribe and give us a review on iTunes. See you next time at Podcast for the Soul.